Ellis Bates on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Somebody famous once sang that the children are our future. And if you're planning for your children's future, you might be quite worried about where your money's going to go and what's going to happen. Because if anything, 2016 proved to us we cannot plan and we cannot know what's going to come in the future. So Mark Chandler from Ellis Bates Group is here to talk to us about how you would plan for your children's future and particularly your children's financial future.
That's right. Thank you, Tom. We certainly live in uncertain times, and 2016 was no exception. If we consider things such as Brexit, Trump, movement of the pound and the FTSE, the quantitative easing in Europe and oil prices rising up and down, it really makes it very, very hard to plan for the future. And in particular, today we're talking about our children's future. Important milestones for our children would be their education, purchase of their first car, their first house purchase, and planning for marriage. All these things take financial input, and so it's vital that we are sure of our finances as parents. But also, in fact, what if things go wrong? And today, that's what I'd like to talk about, talking about things that can go wrong and how what we can do about it. And also, just to mention on the fact that although we can't predict the future, we certainly can model it based on a series of outcomes by using something called our lifestyling service. And I'll talk about that in later in the programme.
So a lot of people are wanting to provide for their young people, their children, and they don't want to see a banking crisis in their own bank of mum and dad, do they?
No, certainly. And there can be different variations of so-called crisis. I think the fundamental first one that we all have to unfortunately consider is the premature death of a parent and how that can hit the family finances. So if that money, if their income is currently funding education or savings for a car, that can massively impact the cash flow in the family. With death, there are two main ways we can address that. Firstly, by taking out a term assurance policy where it will pay out a specific sum over a specific period if you should leave this mortal coil. Or alternatively, there's a whole of life plan which allows for that for a sum assured to be paid over your entire life should you pass away. Both those plans I would recommend that we write into trust so that they are the benefit of, for the benefit of our children rather than going into our estate to potentially be taxed.
You would help, I guess, if someone like yourself and a financial advisor at Ellis Bates would help to work out what it is you would need and therefore how much insurance you need to take out.
Yes, and just moving on to the lifestyle modelling I alluded to earlier, the process we go through is to enter you and your children's details into the system, so dates of birth, etc. And then we put in income for husband and wife, and then we put in all the existing investments and regular savings. And once we've had that into the computer, we then model things such as starting university, the marriage, and all the other things that we spoke about earlier. And more poignantly, we can input into that process a premature death and see the financial impact on the family. What that means is that if there is a shortfall, then we can advise our clients in ways in which they can address that shortfall to secure their children's future.
It's a clever bit of kit, that, really, isn't it?
Yes, it's exceptional. It really does. It's quite sobering because we have to, when we initially put in detail, we have to assume death at certain points. So yeah. Well, that's quite sobering for our clients. But we use Office of National Statistics ages, so we can see what age people will pass away. But then once we have that in, we can move it into the future or closer to the present.
A phrase that gets bandied around a lot is, if I were to get hit by a bus tomorrow. It's similar in your own life, though, isn't it? And you don't really want to think about it, but if you were hit by a bus tomorrow, could your family cope without you?
Taking on that principle, if you hit a bus or if and you don't die, or if you encounter a critical illness, these things may keep you away from the workplace for some time, but you're still around. So in that respect, we would advise clients to consider taking out a policy that covers, say, a critical illness or an injury policy. In that way, we can protect them with an income or a lump sum to make that short-term period less challenging for them. An interruption in our working life and the consequent loss of income can potentially, in its worst effect, end up losing people their home, children's education, and the plans for the future. So it is wise to at least be aware of what could happen and ways in which you can address it. Of course, this depends on affordability as well. We have to prioritise our clients' needs, but we can do this through lifestyle modelling. And we can show them exactly what's missing from their planning and how much it will cost. But on a more positive note, the other thing we have to think about and we can model is investing for our children's future. So in that respect, it's parents taking charge of the future and actually making some kind of contribution, either by single premium or regular savings, to create a lump sum or a nest egg to assist their children's future.
This is all about taking that money and making it work harder for you, isn't it? And making sure that you get the most out of those savings for your kids.
Absolutely. And there are, I mean, people listening to this programme will be aware of a number of savings contracts that are available. We don't have time to go into all of those in detail today. But one thing we can do, of course, right from the very, very start for a child is to pay into a pension for them, believe it or not.
Mm.
So we can put in $3,600 a gross and receive tax relief at 20% for a contribution every year into our children's pension, so that currently under current legislation at age 55 they can access those benefits. And if you do the calculations, you can make your children millionaires by the time they reach in their 60s.
There's some very lucky children around that happens, right. Isn't there?
It's an excellent way of doing it. And also if you can tap into the grandparents here, if the grandparents would like to take money out of their estate, they can use that to fund each year into the children's pension, so they're reducing their potential tax liability for when they pass away, but also securing the children's future through pension contributions.
And you don't have to do the full amount either, do you? So you can up to $3,600. So if you've just got £500 a year to spare for your kids, then you still benefit from that tax.
And whatever you put in, and regardless of your tax situation or that of the child's, then you will always receive 20% tax relief at source on any contribution up to £3,600.
Oh, yeah, because if you've got one of those working kids that are, you know, stars in TV commercials, then you might have to take their income into account if you're lucky enough to have one of those.
So for the wealthier mums and dads out there who have a bit more expendable income, they can consider lump sum investment or single premium investment into some kind of general investment account. These are great ways of saving to create lump sums which can be used in the future for the major life events that we spoke about earlier. Paying into a contract for 10 or 15 years can really create a significant sum which will aid that first house purchase or buy that first car. Mortgages used to be qualifying on the basis of so many times your income. That doesn't happen anymore. So for our children going to buy their first house, it's about their expendable income, and lenders want to know about ingoings and outgoings. So yes, the larger deposit you have, the more chance you're going to get the mortgage, because obviously the less they'll have to spend on interest and capital payments going forward.
Is there anything else that you would recommend when people are thinking about their financial future for their children?
Yes, Tom. The other thing I'd like to say is that will planning is very, very important, especially when children are under the age of 18 and classed as minors. Because if you pass away, then the children would have to go into guardianship. And within your will, you can create a guardianship clause, which will say who the children will live with, and can state things such as their religious upbringing and educational needs, etc., etc. So it's really vital that you have a will that sets out the guardianship, but it also forces the conversation with the potential people who will be the guardians to ensure that they will follow your wishes for their children's development. Another aspect to consider for people with more expendable income is lump sum investment into vehicles which will benefit their children potentially, but also start to address the problems of inheritance tax. There are a number of schemes available and a number of trust variations, and it's not a one-size-fits-all, but again, we can provide advice that will lead people to take out the best investment for them and for their children. And if anyone would like more information about today or about planning in detail, please contact me, Mark Chandler, 01423-520052, or via the website, or the W's, ellisbatesgroup.com.
Ellis Bates on Stray FM's Business Hub.